My guest today is Dr. Gary Peterson. He is professor of piano at Eastern Michigan University. He will be visiting Central Michigan University on Thursday to present a very special program about the Victory Verticals. Thanks for joining me today, Dr. Peterson.
It's a pleasure to be here.
The Victory Verticals. It sounds like a feat of engineering, but what are or were the Victory Verticals?
Well, as soon as war was declared after the Pearl Harbor attack, factories were told you can no longer build really many things. We're going to divert so many resources for the war effort. And so all piano manufacturing in the United States was halted immediately because they required so many of these restricted metals like copper and nickel and brass and some kinds of steel alloys. And so there were no pianos being built at all. And then the Steinway factory or the Steinway and Sons company in New York City got the idea, decided that, you know, these men need music now more than ever. And if we could build a small box-like piano, perhaps we could ship it to the men wherever they're stationed, and they could have live music to just pass the time and remind them of something beautiful.
So the Victory Verticals were little pianos, specially made by Steinway & Sons?
That's correct.
So what did they look like? What were they made of?
Well, there were lots of specifications from the War Production Board. And so Steinway just went to work and took what they already had produced and tried to create what the War Production Board needed. They had to eliminate copper-wound bass strings, for instance, so they used a different soft steel for the bass strings. They had to eliminate the use of aluminum or nickel or brass, so they found other metals that they could substitute. They had to use different kinds of key tops and different kinds of glue because they were sending these to places that had a whole new climate challenges and lots of varmints that would be around the pianos. They also had to change the case of the piano just a little bit. The War Production Board said, we do not want legs that can break off our piano. And so they made these pianos without any front legs. And we need handles built into the piano so that three men can easily pick them up and transport them to wherever they need to go. They also said, we need pianos. If they're going to be military pianos, they need to be olive drab. Oh. So they had to develop a paint. They were given a paint specs that they had to use for the piano so that they were the same color as the Jeeps and the tanks and the uniforms and everything else.
Oh, wow. That's fascinating. And whose idea was this?
Well, you know, at the beginning of the war, Henry Steinway went through basic training, and then he was released because he had poor eyesight. And so he was back in the factory, working in the factory, and feeling like I should be fighting for my country. And so he and some other leaders at the factory got together and came up and with this plan and said, I think we can do this. And they were the ones that went to the military and pitched the idea.
So it was Steinway's way to contribute to the war effort.
Exactly, exactly. The Steinway Company was dealing with, you know, a lot of things. For one thing, many of their workers were immigrants that had been called to their home countries in Europe to fight, so they felt a really strong desire to be involved and win this war. They also were because Steinway was a German country, a German name, they were accused of being German sympathizers, and they wanted to make it very clear that we are thoroughly American. And so there were all kinds of reasons that they wanted to make this project work.
As I have been learning more about the Victory Verticals, as I was doing my homework before I talked to you, I've been asking different folks if they had ever heard of them, and no one has ever heard of them. Did folks back in the day during the war, was it public knowledge that Steinway was building these pianos, or did they keep it sort of under the radar too?
Well, during the war, they were certainly proud to be contributing in this way. Mm-hmm. They were not making an issue of the fact that these were Steinway pianos because they weren't of Steinway quality, but they were saying that we are building pianos for the armed forces because we need music.
Well, during World War II, possibly more than in any previous conflict, music was so important.
It really was, Judy. In fact, there are two of the factors that just contributed to this project in an enormous way was the creation of the USOs. And all of a sudden, there was this need for pianos wherever there was a USO center all over the world, and there were no pianos being manufactured except for these Victory Verticals in the United States. The other thing was the Special Services Unit, which grew to include like 800 army, military ensembles, musical ensembles, and most of them needed a piano because many of them in the 1940s were sort of dance band type of ensembles. And so, again, there was this immediate need for these pianos and these pianos that can go anywhere and do anything.
Dr. Peterson, how many Victory Verticals, how many were built?
Well, there is a bit of a controversy about that. I do know that there were 2,436 that were delivered to the military. But actually, there probably were a few more that were built that were just sold privately.
And how did they get to where they needed to go?
Well, they were very tightly boxed and crated with tools, tuning equipment, sheet music, and tools for repair, etc., and instructions. And then they were loaded on railroads initially to get out of New York City, but they were loaded on ships. They found their way onto airplanes. They were sometimes actually parachuted to the front lines.
Parachuted?
Yes, with other supplies. So they were very, very carefully packed so that they could survive these delivery conditions. There were also some pianos on submarines, which I think is just a fascinating part of the story, because those men, I'm sure had many hours underwater, and I'm sure the pianos were very, very appreciated companions for them.
Oh, yes. And where did they go? What parts of the world?
Well, at least three continents. They were in the European theater in North Africa, throughout the South Pacific, and all over the United States to a lot of bases. And I know of one that was found in China and transported then back to Great Britain to be rebuilt. But so they were everywhere that the war was being fought, anywhere that the Allies were fighting.
Do we know if or how many Victory Vertical pianos have survived?
I'm working on that. I would really like to make a list of those that have survived. One of the really sad things for me was when these pianos were delivered, it was made clear that they were disposable. So when you are finished with this piano, you can burn it, you can bury it, you can chop it up, you can desert it, whatever. And then even after the war, there were a number of them that were virtually given away as war surplus if they found their way back into the hands of our military. And through the years, I've talked to a number of Steinway dealers or piano dealers who have encountered these pianos, just sort of people come to them and say, I have one of these World War II pianos. Is it worth anything? And unfortunately, it isn't worth anything, or it hasn't been worth anything, because we haven't recognized what an artifact it is of a wonderful historical project in our nation's history. And as a musical instrument, no, it's not really a very good one, unfortunately, because of the specs that they had to meet for the conditions that it was used for.
Well, you mentioned that Steinway didn't want to put their name on it because it wasn't the Steinway quality. And of course, this isn't a Steinway concert grand piano, but do we know what it did sound like?
I've played several of them, and they, you know, I think they would work very well for the use they were intended. Because it doesn't have the copper-wound bass strings, the bass is not warm like the pianos that we love in our homes, but it is quite bright, and if you're playing it outside, I think that would serve very well. So, yeah, those that survived, there's one in a musical instrument museum in Phoenix that is very playable. I've done some recording on it. And there is actually one here in Ann Arbor that was just one of those war surplus pianos and has been passed down through the generations in this family that lives in Ann Arbor. And that piano has been very well cared for, and it sounds good.
That's really great. It's good to hear that someone is taking good care of the Victory Vertical piano. Mm-hmm.